Well, the tape was sort of sticking at the end of the last reel. I hope you heard what I said. Anyway, I got in the taxi to try and explain this guy where to take me. Well, he drove me about 10 miles out of the way, dropped me off in front of a camera store and said, that's it. So I paid him and I walk over to the camera store, and it turns out it's the wrong camera store and they don't have any Nikons. So then I explained to the guy in the camera store where I wanted to go, and he thought, looked like he understood, and he wrote it out in Japanese on a piece of paper where to take me. So I get another taxi, and I get in the taxi, and I show this guy's piece of paper, and he shakes his head. He doesn't know at all where this place is. So finally, I just got all flustered. You know, this is my first experience with the Japanese, really, by myself, and I couldn't explain them at all where I wanted to go. So finally, I got him to understand that I wanted to go to the train station. He took me to the train station, and I got on the train and finally figured out where to buy the ticket and which track to go to, and I finally got on the train for Tokyo. Got to Tokyo, got out, took a taxi to the Sano Hotel, which is the hotel that is run by the armed forces. Well, it turned out that there were no places available in the Sano, no rooms. They had a big conference there of Navy personnel, and every room was filled. So one of the fellas had the same problem, and he gave me the name of a Japanese hotel, which was about a mile or two away. So I got in a taxi and went over to the Japanese hotel. Finally checked in there, and it was a very, very nice, small place, lovely room. They give you a kimono to wear, to sleep in, and it was such a pleasure just taking a hot shower and taking a shaving with hot water. That was one of the greatest thrills of leaving this place, besides, of course, eating a real meal for a change. But anyway, I checked in this place called the Akahani, and I'll send you a little a little matchbox from the Akahani I think I have. Anyway, then that evening I decided to go down to Tokyo, to the Ginza, which is the famous area in the strip, and I walked around there. I walked in about 30 camera stores trying to buy a Nikon camera, which nobody had to sell me. And besides, in order to buy a Nikon, you need to have a passport, which I don't have. So I just walked around and walked around, and I got just so tired of walking around, I finally just went back to the Sano because I didn't have any place else to go, and I had a drink by myself in the bar, and then took a taxi home to the Akahani and slept. Got up the next morning and decided to check out of the Akahani and see if I could get in the Sano, because you feel sort of lost in a hotel where nobody speaks English, whereas at the Sano, at least you can ask people where to go and where to take how to take a taxi here and there, and how to get to the train stations, and you have people who speak English. But in this Japanese hotel, nobody understood what I was talking about. So anyway, I went over to the Sano, and then wait till 11 o'clock in the morning to find out if anyone was going to check out. And finally they put me in this little tiny cubicle of a room, which only cost me 50 cents a day, which had an adjoining bath, but at least I got in the hotel. So then I went and did a little shopping down in the they have a few little stores right in the Sano Hotel. Each one of the major hotels has shops in them, usually down in the basement, and usually these are branches of the main stores, the main department stores, and they really are beautiful shops and have just about everything you could possibly want. Anyway, I bought an amplifier. I bought one here to use here, which is a little small one, but I bought the one that I'm going to use home, and I sent it with another doctor's orders to him, to John McLean. So in about a month, you're going to get a package addressed to John McLean, care of Ruth Hirsch, from John McLean. Well, that's my amplifier, so don't reject it or anything. Please take it. And in fact, open it, and you can take it out of the outer package and even take it out of the inner package if you want. And I'm going to try to get some speakers to send you home. And once you get the speakers and the stereo, you can set the damn thing up and listen to stereo. You could put the stereo probably on top of the TV set and put the speakers on either side of the TV set on the floor, and you can listen to FM multiplex stereo, which I really think you should do because it's just fantastic. So anyway, I bought that and shipped that, and I also bought a guitar for one of the doctors here, and also a... I mailed one of the cameras that I bought for one of the other guys. I spend more time buying stuff for guys, friends of mine here, than I did really shopping for myself. But, you know, that's my own problem for offering. You know, I had $450 that they had given me to buy stuff with that I spent every penny of for them. So anyway, that afternoon, which was Monday, was my free day off, so I went downtown again, and I walked around and saw the Imperial Palace where the Emperor stays. You can't get in the actual grounds, but you can sort of look over the wall at the beautiful Japanese-style homes that all the dignitaries live in, and it's really very interesting. Then I walked and walked and walked and walked, and I went into one of the Japanese department stores. Turns out that Monday is the day that most of the stores are closed, so I was sort of, you know, had a hard time shopping because of everything was closed. They had one open department store, which really didn't have too much. In fact, didn't have any toys that I thought were worth buying. And the other problem was that the main PXs, see, in Tokyo, all the PXs are located at the army bases, and there are no army bases in Tokyo. They're all on the outskirts. And I had called every single army base looking for a Nikon camera, and none of them had it. The only place that had it was Yokosuka Naval Air, PX, and that's an hour and a half's train ride from Tokyo, and they happened to be closed Monday. So I was really upset because I really wanted to get a Nikon camera. You know, I've been thinking about it, and I knew I was going to buy one anyway, and I thought I'd buy it in Hong Kong, but figured as long as I go into Japan, I'm going to buy it, and that's really the only thing I went there to get. And here's the only one place in all of Tokyo that had it, and they're closed the one day I had the shop. So anyway, I walked around just downtown Tokyo for about 4 hours, and then finally went back to the hotel and showered and shaved, and then went to a hotel called the New Otani, and I was sending you a brochure from there. And it was the most magnificent hotel that I think I've ever seen. And they have a beautiful Japanese garden downstairs, which I didn't even get to see because by the time I got there, it was closed. I didn't even know it had one. But it's supposedly the most famous Japanese garden in all of Japan. And anyway, I had a marvelous dinner of steak. Oh, wait a second. I'm getting a day ahead of myself. I forgot to tell you where I ate the night before. The night before, I also had sukiyaki for dinner at a place called Suhiros, S-U-E-H-I-R-O-S, and I'll send you their brochure. And turns out that their main dining rooms were closed by the time I got there, so I had to eat downstairs with the peasants. But it was, again, I had sukiyaki because I didn't know what else to order, and I didn't feel like I wanted to go with tempura because it's not only shrimp, it's fish eyes and all kinds of crazy things that they serve you. And so eel, and I wasn't about to eat any of that stuff. So I had sukiyaki, which was, again, excellent, but not served in the same way. You know, you just sort of ate at a counter and they served you. So anyway, that was what I had the night before. But on Monday night is when I went to this hotel in New Otani and had a steak finally. And the marvelous thing about this place was the way they served it. I must have had 15 pieces of silverware and 20 dishes by the time I got through with dinner. And the waiter was just so polite, you know, and they're ready to help you with anything. And they serve you about 3 different hors d'oeuvres and soup and salad and about 3 vegetables with your steak, which was a very small fillet about the size of the tornadoes, and dessert and everything. And it was just marvelous. The dinners are rather expensive, you know, what you think for Japan. They cost you about between $5 and $6, but they're certainly well worth it. Then after supper, I went upstairs in the New Otani. On the 17th floor, they have a revolving restaurant bar. And I sat by myself and had a drink and just revolved around all of Tokyo and had a, just a magnificent view of the city. And it's really a beautiful hotel. In fact, if I was going to go back there, that's where I would stay. The rates are very reasonable, and it just is really beautiful. I went downstairs and looked at their shops, and of course, as my luck had it, everything was closed except for the pearl shops. And I bought the boys two little oysters that come in a can, and these oysters are guaranteed to have a pearl in them. And I thought it'd be real nice for the boys to take, each of them to take one of these to their class with a can opener and open the can right in the class and then crack open the oyster and take out the pearl so that all the class could see how a pearl is made. And I thought that would be a lot of fun for them. So anyway, I sent, I'm going to send those in the package, and they probably won't get there for a couple of weeks, but anyway, when they do, that's what the boys can do. Also in one of the shops, I bought an abacus. You know, an abacus is one of those little things with the beads on that the Japanese use to, instead of an adding machine. And it's amazing, you know, you go in the finest hotel, and instead of using an adding machine, when the guy wants to add up your bill, he uses an abacus, because they feel they're more accurate, and they've been using these things all their lives, and they can add, subtract, multiply, and divide with these things, and they're really fantastic. So I'm sending one of those home, and if you want to take the time to learn how to do it, that'd be fine. Otherwise, just keep it in good shape and keep the instruction booklet so that I can read it when I get home, and we can, the boys and I can have some fun learning how to use it. So anyway, after doing that little shopping, and by the way, that's the only thing I bought for the boys, because they really didn't have any toys that I thought were worthwhile buying. And if the boys are listening to the tape, I'm sorry, kids, but don't forget that Mommy and Daddy are going to Hong Kong, and we'll buy us some real nice presents there. So anyway, I then went back to the hotel, to the Sano, and went to bed, and my plans for the following day were to try to get to Yokosuka PX before they opened, do my shopping for Nikon cameras, and then come make my way back up to Yokota, which is about a 75-mile trip. So anyway, I got up at 8 o'clock and I called, and they said that they wanted, I called Yokota to confirm my flight home. They said they wanted me by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, I knew I'd never make it by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but he also said that the plane doesn't leave until 4. So I said, well, if I miss the plane, I miss the plane, but I'm going to go get my Nikon. So I got on the train and rode an hour and a half down to Yokosuka. I rushed over to the PX, went up to the camera store, and said, do you have any Nikons? He says, yes. I said, well, give me two Nikons. I bought one for one of the other fellows here. Give me four lenses and every kind of contraption you have that fits it. And I was really on a tight schedule, so I just briefly looked around the rest of this PX, and you just wouldn't believe it. I was in the annex that just has electronic equipment and cameras. Well, the electronic equipment was on the first floor. It was about the size of the main floor of the McPherson PX. Oh, actually, it's a little bit bigger. In fact, about twice as big. Let's say it's as big as the whole PX at Fort McPherson. And all they had were amplifiers, speakers, tuners, radios, television sets. Just unbelievable.
What?
So anyway, I wanted to buy a tape deck to send home, but I just didn't have the time to take it and get it packed and mailed and everything. So I decided, well, we'll get that in Hong Kong. So anyway, I got all this pile of camera stuff in a huge bag. And mind you, I'm carrying a suitcase, a little Jeffrey suitcase, and a little overnight bag of nannies. So I have all these three packages. I run out, get a taxi, go to the train station, get on the train, an hour and a half train ride back to Tokyo, transfer to another train, an hour and a half, or oh no, it was actually 2 hour ride out to Yokosuka. I don't even get to Yokosuka till 3 p.m. and I'm supposed to be there at 1 o'clock. So I run out to the plane, out to the place where I'm supposed to report, and nobody seemed to mind, you know, they just said fine. And the plane, we start boarding the plane at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And this is a plane that goes from Yokosuka to Clark Air Force Base, Manila. And it takes, it returns the crew that took patients to Japan to their main base, which is Clark Air Force Base. Then from Clark, a new crew gets on a plane and goes to Saigon, where they pick up the patients and take them to Yokota. So they sort of make this circle route. So anyway, we get on this plane with all the crew, and it's just crew, you know, the medical attendants and nurses and the flight people. And we get on the plane, we warm up the engines, we taxi to the runway, and all of a sudden they shut down all the engines. Some little machine broke. They dump us all off the plane, and this is where I wrote the last letter to you. No, actually, I wrote the last letter before I even got on the plane. So anyway, they got us off the plane, and we took us someplace where we'd get something to eat and waited about 3 hours. We finally left at 7:15 in the evening and arrived at Clark Air Force Base, Manila, at midnight. Well, I see I'm getting to the end of this tape, so it looks like I'm going to have to use another tape. Well, I'm going to mark this one 1, so you'll know, and then I'll continue on next tape with the rest of the story of the trip to Japan.